Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast. You're watching the hostess with the mostess, the FPS Diesel, along with the guy who actually eats hostess desserts, Wild Spartans.
I'll have you know, I don't prefer hostess desserts.
And
I think Twinkies are overrated.
Really? Well,
yeah.
You're wrong. And
says the skinny one.
Quite. What's your opinion on Twinkies?
Hostess the mostess sounds like an epic rap battles of history intro.
Well, I'd like to think I'm pretty cool, so that intro is staying, and I will not redo it.
Okay.
Okay.
There
that works.
Go. Anyway, okay. I didn't bring any topics to the table.
You brought one. Yeah. What's your one topic, Diesel? Come on, spit it out.
Alex Jones got banned, but this time for realsies. I think it was because he was going to punch Marco Rubio in the face or something.
What a shocker.
It wasn't about the Marco Rubio thing. It was about like some thing he did with a CNN reporter a while ago. It was like Oliver Darcy or some shit.
I don't know. I don't know what he did. I'm just sad he's gone.
From what I saw, it's this big fucking conspiracy theory that CNN talked to Jack to get him banned, and then Twitter gave Jack the exclusive fucking, Twitter gave CNN the exclusive scoop that he was going to get banned before he actually got banned.
Really?
Yeah, oh, it's God. From what I've seen,
that's not cool.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is, but it's totally something I could see happening, because CNN is CNN, so.
The conspiracy. Yeah.
You guys remember when CNN, like, completely doxed that guy and then, like, held his identity at ransom on national television?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
That was a big mistake, CNN.
What great people that work at CNN. I love CNN.
Feel like shit. Just want Casey. Nice step back. What does CNN stand for again?
Central News Network? It might not.
Hold up. Is Beam owned by CNN?
Now it is.
Not anymore, I don't think. I think the team still works there, but I don't know if it's under
CNN. I thought they bought it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, because like I was watching a Beam video the other day, and it was talking about how the world's not getting worse, but news organizations make you think that, and they literally threw CNN under the bus multiple times. So I was like, are they owned by CNN? Because they use multiple of their articles as examples of bad examples of like you shouldn't do this. So
I don't know. They might be like just because they're owned by CNN doesn't mean they have to like say nice shit about them. Like I guess I don't know. They are journalists. They might get away with it given their like landscape. It's hard to say.
Okay. Well. Yeah, Alex Jones got banned. That's not a surprise. Can we talk about something that's way more interesting, like Roblox?
Ay, Dios.
Okay, quite. Take it away.
So recently, Kanye West and Lil Pump, the fucking dynamic duo, the most unlikely combo, dropped a music video. And it was fucking the both of them, like, as really small midget people, lusting after this one woman. And they were shaped like fucking Roblox
characters.
She was
a giant woman, by the way.
Giant woman. They were small Roblox characters.
Yes.
In fact,
yeah.
I'm looking at the image right now because it's Diesel's profile picture is Kanye as a Roblox character. But it's from
Real dumb.
It looks real dumb, but like that Lil Pump hook is stuck in my head.
I don't like that song.
It's like I don't think I'd put it in my playlist, but it's good for a laugh.
No, I'd blast that in my car while my family's there.
It's fucking hilarious.
I love it. I fuck it. It's great.
It's hilarious watching them, like, fucking just waddle through
just
the hallway.
Watching fucking Kanye's face throughout the entire thing is the best. I love, like, he just does an ad-lib and then it does, like, a really quick cut to a close-up shot of him. And it's, like, it's so fucking just sporadic. I love it so much.
Is that all you're going to say, that you love it?
I love it.
They're absolute units in that video, honestly.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally what it is.
They overthrow the entirety of the Mongolian Empire.
God. They should have just called it absoluteunits.png.
They can barely fit through the big doors at Walmart. That's how much of a unit they are.
That's how much of a unit.
That's how absolute of a unit they are.
How much stuff do you think they could fit in those like costumes? Like how much do you think they could just like
Here's a better question. What's in those costumes already?
Probably just cardboard.
Probably stuffing.
Just cardboard.
Like I'd imagine, like for them, they want them to be able to move pretty freely, so like it'd probably just be hollow.
I feel like cardboard would make a lot of noise.
I'm sure the clothes are soft.
It looks soft. Like, it looks like you could, like, poke it and just be like a teddy bear. But
you know
no,
the,
it's...
you know, okay, you know the shoot the fucking, like, contortionist wore in the One Joji music video?
No.
Well, in his music video for Demons, it's, like, a dude, like, in, like, a big fucking, suit, like, standing in an empty pool, and he's, like, chained to the thing. Maybe it could have been something like that.
What'd they use for that? I just clicked.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just, it could be something like that. But it's, like,
that
all
looks like a
shit.
Loose suit with stuffing.
Yeah, it could have been something like that where it was kind of light, though.
You know what this pool looks like in this music video?
What?
It looks like the PUBG fucking pool.
Of course it did it. I always thought it looked like the Call of Duty 4 Chernobyl pool.
Oh, maybe it does. Oh, did you guys see Black Ops 4 fucking
the
Blackout trailer?
Oh, totally dropped and we didn't even like put that
down. Oh my
down.
God. That it looks...
Yeah, I just realized that.
Let's talk about it right now then, fuck it. It looks like... I can't even lie, it looks so sick. Like, God...
No, it does look sick. I can't wait to shoot people in Nuketown again.
like it's the zombies Nuketown too, and there's zombies in the game. Like, I'm so excited to walk around in the courtyard in Verruckt. God, I've never been excited for anything more in my life.
Yeah, like the map is just a bunch of like the best Black Ops maps all put together. That's fucking great.
I'll be honest, it looks really stupid, but that's not a bad thing in this case.
They're, like, feeding off nostalgia. That's all they're doing at this point.
I know they are, but I'm going to have fun with nostalgia anyways. Like, I'm okay
like,
with that.
Like, what do people want? World War II game. Give them World War II game. What do they want? All the old shit back. Just give them all the old shit.
Fuck it.
Map.
Let's put Woods back in it. Yay!
I just want COD 4 remastered, and I want it to actually be good, but they made it flop, so they're never going to be able to do it again. So now, they have to make Modern Warfare 2 remastered and not fuck that up.
Was fucking COD 4 remastered bad?
It wasn't bad. Okay. It wasn't bad, but the way that they, like, put it out there for the public was so fucking shit, and
yeah,
it made
it
die.
They bundled it with Infinity, in like, Infinite Warfare,
yeah,
and nobody wants Infinite Warfare.
Yeah, exactly. So they made it free, they made it, like, separate later. They can get it for $20 right now for PlayStation and, like, PC and stuff. But it's, like, the fact that there was a point where they wanted me to buy Infinity War, it just killed the fucking momentum of the game. So it's, like, lots of people didn't get it. I have it on the PS4 and the PC, and the PC version's complete trash compared to the PS4, optimization-wise and things like that. So if you're thinking about getting the PC, don't do that. Get it on the PlayStation or Xbox, depending. But it's still fun. I just wish that, like, it wasn't dead, or at least dead on PC. Because I would play it on PC if it, you know...
Is there like a mod community, like Prop Hunt or some shit for it on PC?
Nah, because I don't. It's the anti cheat. I don't think
the original.
Like, really
so the mod. So the mod community is only the original COD 4 still. Does it still have one?
Yeah.
Does it still have like a mod community in the original?
Oh, dude, there's people here. I'm gonna go right now and fucking find see how many people are actually still playing that game, because I know there's people playing it right now on the fucking PC.
Oh yeah, of course. Okay. And of course, because like that's where it's the most alive, because just all the random shit, you know.
It doesn't really... Damn, it doesn't say on the fucking community page. I hate when it doesn't do that. Okay, someone talk while I look for this.
You remember when Black Ops 3 had custom zombies and it completely flopped?
There was custom zombies in Black Ops 3?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, World at War custom zombies peaked on fucking... like, when there was, like, a lapse in zombies content. But, like, eventually when they just started releasing zombies every year, like, there wasn't any niche for it to fill anymore. So, like, Black Ops 3 zombies kind of flopped because of it. And the mod tools just weren't there for all throughout... People were expecting a bunch of good maps at the very beginning, I'm pretty sure. And they just didn't exist because the mods hadn't been out for long enough.
So there's about... so on average, every 24 hours, like, there's about 250 people playing at all times COD 4.
That's not bad for like an over 10-year-old game.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I mean, like, it's better than Lawbreakers.
What's Lawbreakers?
Lawbreakers probably has like negative players at this point.
No, it literally does. It's fucking zero. And
wait,
like, the fact that
like, wait, like it legitimately has negative players? What?
No, it has zero.
It can't have less than
zero. I said like it
playing.
Probably has negative players as a joke, and you're like literally, and you said literally it does, and I'm like, wait, what?
Game characters
are walking
off stage.
I mean like does the fucking staff abandon the game count because they went out of business? Does that count as negative players?
The fucking like Thanos of Snap affects Lawbreakers characters too.
Jesus.
I mean, basically. Yeah, they tried, like, really fucking hard to make that game not...
Bad. It wasn't even that bad.
Okay,
no,
you know what's actually
bad.
Funny about you saying there's negative players? It actually says negative point, like, negative 2.3 overall.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Because it's been a decrease. Yeah, there's actually 25 people playing since 7 minutes ago. Wow, I'm impressed.
Wow, what a resurgence. We're seeing a comeback, guys.
It sucks, too, because that game actually played really fucking well. Like, it played really well. So it sucks that it, like, completely died. Like, these when I played it, and we're like, I really hope this game doesn't die. And it died.
And it died instantly. Well, it tried to be a competitive, like, hero shooter like Overwatch, and it's not that at all. It's more like a Quake competitor.
Yeah. And Quake already has a pretty small fucking player base in comparison to other shit.
Yeah, but so, Quake's audience is really dedicated, so it's not like they're going to switch over.
Yeah, which is why they wouldn't play Lawbreakers, yeah.
How big a niche do you think it had on consoles?
A fucking huge niche. The problem is, it's like, I feel like it's a lot to do with the presentation they gave for, like, the graphics, because it's like, it looked good, but, like, it looked kind of like, it didn't look super graphically appealing. You know, like, it looked like a Quake game, which I think was one of the issues they had. They should have made it look more pretty.
Sick.
I think that would have made it do better, yeah.
I don't think anybody would play that on console, though, actually, giving it thought. I don't think it's what console gamers actually, like, look for, personally.
I don't know why, but I can't see myself ever playing, like, a hero shooter, like Overwatch or Lawbreakers, in this case, on a console.
Yeah, I can't either.
One of the top fucking things is like, give me my money back, one of the top reviews. It's like, you made it free to play, then you shut down the servers, give me my money back.
Yeah.
I don't blame them, to be fair. The only reason this wasn't like No Man's Sky, where like they're giving temporary like refunds, is because, you know, it's not No Man's Sky and it wasn't a huge flop. It was a huge flop, but no one heard it flop.
Remember when No Man's Sky Next came out and like we all bought it because we thought we were gonna play it for a bit, and then we played it for like a week.
Dude, I played that shit for like 20 hours.
Yeah, I got a lot of hours in that game. I mean, I got
like maybe 5 or 10, but it's like I didn't get nearly as much as I probably should have.
No, I fucking owned that shit for like 2 years, and I got a lot of time into it. I actually could go back to it and just like be completely set, because I have autonomous mining units on a planet that has fuck, what is it? I think it's sulfur. It's something that's green and it's expensive. I think.
Plutonium,
it's chlorine, I think.
Or chlorine.
No, it's like plutonium. It's blue, actually.
Okay, yeah. I was about to make a joke about like trying to heat up your pool, like clean your pool or some shit, but clean that shit with plutonium.
No, it's like plutonium or something like that. And I have it mining it constantly. So like, if I log back in, I could just fly to that planet, get all the shit, and get like.
How do you have it mining it constantly? Is there a bot you can set that up?
Yeah, there's a bot you learn how to make once you make a base and shit like that, and you get there's like a scientist you have to make, and then you make the scientist, and then he will eventually give the blueprints for an autonomous mining unit.
Okay, I have 10 hours on No Man's Sky. Sick.
Yeah, and then you put them on nodes, and then like the nodes never disappear, and they just constantly mine.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that made me rich. But yeah, I played that for a long fucking time before I gave up on it again. Now I'm playing Spider-Man, and I'm gonna be really sad when the story for Spider-Man's fucking over, because I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I am too. So. Fuck. I remember I was like struggling, like I was rushing to try and finish the Monster Hunter story, and I didn't get it done before Spider-Man came out, because I knew I'd probably be no-lifing that game until like it was dead.
Well, it's like, it's a solo fucking game. I don't know. I like, I'll even do like tedious shit I would never do in like a normal game, purely because it's actually really fun to just fucking run around the city with the webs and shit.
I know, fucking like I was sat there with this stupid big dumb idiot smile on my face, just swinging around New York, like fuck. You might have, but I've never played a Spider-Man game before. Like, I've never owned one, at least. I've
really?
Maybe played it,
wow.
Like, at my friend's house, but, like...
Wait, never... Oh, okay.
Like, this was, like, fucking fantastic. Like, God, it was my first time I experienced anything like that in a game.
Spider-Man 2 is a classic. Like...
I've heard a lot about it.
Oh, my God. The pizza theme? The pizza theme is the best theme.
I didn't even know that was from Spider-Man 2.
Are you serious?
I didn't know. No, oh my God. I heard that music so much, but I never owned a PS2. I only had a friend who had a PS2, and what we'd play is, like, we played, like, the snowboarding games and shit on it, right? I never played Spider-Man on the PlayStation 2. So it's like, I heard that, and I was like, is this actually from the fucking Spider-Man game? I didn't, like, I knew with that music immediately, but I didn't know it was from the Spider-Man game.
Wait, I just re-listened to the song, and holy shit, that's what it's fucking from Spider-Man 2. That song is from Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't either. I just fucking learned that now.
Yeah.
Man, I'm experiencing all sorts of new Spider-Man shit this weekend.
Yeah, fucking, I don't know, Spider-Man, though, on the PS4 is really fucking good. It surprisingly looks good, which on the PlayStation 2, which was unexpected.
On
a PlayStation 2? That's amazing.
No.
Hey, damn, I didn't realize you could get... How'd you get that shit running on the PS2, Brandon? Maybe like fucking Saddam Hussein had a point when he was trying to steal a bunch from to make a supercomputer.
I saw a screenshot on Reddit of somebody playing the game, and it looked like they were on a fucking PlayStation 2. And like, I looked around at the game, and I'm like, this looks like the Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man game, but it looks like complete shit. And I was really confused because they're like, oh, finally Spider-Man can swim. But I'm like, why do the graphics look so bad? My game doesn't look this bad. Hold up, let's see if I can find it. Someone speak. Talk! Go!
I'm scared now.
I like the Spider-Man 2 minigame where he's delivering pizzas and the pizza theme plays and, like, you can flip around in the air and do, like, Spidey tricks. Sometimes you can flip around a lot, ruin the pizzas, then deliver the pizzas anyway.
I like the Spider-Man educational games, the one where it teaches you how to type. I don't even know if that exists, but it probably does because licensed educational games.
Brandon posted a picture of the plug-and-play, like, Spider-Man game. Like, did you just plug into your TV?
That was my first Spider-Man game.
Have you seen the fucking JonTron one that looks like a straight-up penis?
I have that one, too.
You have that?
There's, like, three of them. There's one where Spider-Man's on, like, the side of, like, a skyscraper. There's one that's penis Spider-Man. And there's the one that Brandon posted that's, like, a joystick, right? Yeah. And they're all basically, like, they all have the same games on it, but they're, like, plug-it-and-play, like, oh, game consoles, quote-unquote. They're just, like, that ROMs of fucking other games.
What is that from?
That's the screenshot that they took. And it's
because they fucking took it with their phone. They didn't, like, take a physical screenshot.
But it still looks like shit, even for a phone picture.
Yeah, that looks really bad.
That looks like it was taken with a phone. It doesn't look that bad.
I was so fucking confused.
That doesn't even look like New York. That looks like fucking, like, San Diego or some shit.
Yeah, okay. And then also, like, somehow, this fucking post got 54,000 fucking upvotes.
Oh, it looks like Shanghai in Battlefield 4, like the little ledges where you can, like, swim off and shit, and you go, like, you run up on the jet ski on the side, and you, like, accidentally go over the edge, and, like, fuck, no, I gotta turn around.
Ugh. Yeah, see, I thought this was the old Spider-Man game for a minute, because it looks that shit, but, like, I looked at everything on the screen that was, like, a menu, and I'm like, this is the new one.
The new one looks nothing like that screenshot, though.
Yeah, I know, right? What if that was the downgrade that actually happened? What if that's what the game looked like on the
That would have been real Puddlegate.
Watch Dogs No Man's Sky pain right there. God, that's bad.
No, that's worse than that.
That water looks unfinished.
That water looks like soup.
It looks like shadows are just off.
It doesn't look like there's any shadows.
God. Yeah.
There are lots of other Spider-Man games aside from, like, the PS2 one, and, like, I played one on the N64 way back in the day. Like, the render distance was so, like, low in those games that you could only be on the top of buildings, right? And, like, you'd web swing in the air. And everything was, like, covered in fog, and they gave, like, some weird fucking reason for it.
Oh, wait, no, I remember. You'd, like, because, like, I was watching a video about Spider-Man, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can't web-sling into the clouds anymore. And it was what? I didn't really get it.
That happened in Spider-Man 3, the game, as well. I think you could swing into the clouds.
I heard it was like that in the Amazing Spider-Man adaptation as well.
The Amazing Spider-Man games. Those are bad.
I heard in ASM2 they fixed that a little bit, like where it was like you actually had to attach to buildings to swing and shit.
I see all the time for Spider-Man, like when people are talking about the Spider-Man games, I always see this clip on Twitter where it's like, I don't know what game it's from, but I think you might know what I'm talking about. Where it's like this lady's in a burning building attached to like a bomb or something, and then Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man 3.
The Spider-Man 3?
Sure,
okay,
Spider-Man
it's like,
3, yeah.
It's like, help me, help me. And then it's like, you jump, and you don't web-sling, and you just flop on your face. And then right after you flop on your face, you're like, I'm going to die. And then it
Oh, physically deceased.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
I've seen it all the time! That's so violent, and I remember seeing that as a kid.
I'm still listening to the pizza theme.
Why?
I'm opening it in a different tab every now and then, and just like playing another clip, and it made like I'm still like dumbfounded that came from Spider-Man 2, the game.
I'm not surprised.
One thing I didn't like, though, about, like, Spider-Man when I was playing it is that the fucking trailer was so revealing of storyline. As soon as I got in the fucking game, I realized it, and I was really kind of annoyed.
Oh, I haven't realized most of it still, so I'm gonna not watch the trailer.
No,
so
you definitely know what the fuck I'm talking about, I'm pretty sure.
No.
If you don't, I'm really fucking surprised. You must have paid no attention at all, because it's in every trailer.
Is it the villain?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I figured that out, like, eventually, after he became the villain, but I don't know.
Really? As soon as I saw him, I'm like, oh, this guy's the villain.
As soon as you said, oh, gotta skedaddle, that's when I knew.
Oh, really? I figured that as soon as I saw
him. I mean,
I wasn't paying
that much attention to the trailers, to be fair.
Oh, did you see the cinematic launch trailer?
Yeah. Wait, which mission was the cinematic launch trailer? Was that the one on the raft?
The CGI one.
No, I didn't see that.
I said cinematic launch trailer.
I didn't see that one, no.
Here, let me link it, because, like, it's honestly one of the fucking best trailers I think I have ever seen in my life for a game, like, best launch trailer. One of you guys can watch it at a time, and the other person can talk about something while they look for this. Okay, wait, here we go.
Can I watch first?
Okay, you watch first, fine.
Okay.
Yes, well, I'll watch first, then.
There's, like...
Oh, this
like,
is extended? I don't watch the extended one.
Extended
version. It's a minute and a half. Are you sure this is the reveal trailer?
No, it's not the reveal. It's the launch trailer, the CGI launch trailer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll be back.
But
okay, he's muted. What are we talking shit?
No, we're not talking shit. There's tons of other Spider-Man games outside of like the ones that are based on the movies. It's kind of a shame because it was like a cel-shaded Spider-Man game where you could play as Venom as well, and that one gets like you never hear about that one. I think it's called like Spectacular Spider-Man. I don't know the name, like. So ass, but I think it's on the GameCube and it's cel shaded. You play as Venom, and then I remember you play the Venom tutorial, and I think you'd like eat a person, and then Wolverine was also in that one.
This is the thing, right? When I think of, so I don't see a lot of superhero games, and I feel like it's because it's like they don't get fucking talked about, because it's like I barely knew that there were other Spider-Man games besides the ones that were, you know, the old one on the TV, and then the fucking one that just came out. I didn't know about pretty much any of the ones in between except for, like, gameplay I've seen. Because I didn't have a PlayStation 2 or 3. So, like, I didn't know about the games when they came out. So, it's like, this was new to me to see a Spider-Man game. Also, what I hope this, like, happens, because since this is doing so well, I hope that in the future, with, like, superhero games, they make more. Because, like, they could make a lot of good fucking games based off the characters they have in the Marvel Universe and things like that. Because, like, the Batman games, for example, are fucking great. Pretty much every Batman game is fucking great.
Yeah.
So
good trailer.
Okay, did you watch it? Okay, Gizli, your turn.
Okay, fine. I'll go take a gander.
Yeah, no.
There you go.
That was really well done. It was really well done. But you're right. Like, it does, like, kind of give away some of the story elements, but really only... The only thing that I think it gives away is, like, the same thing that was given away in the Raft trailer, and honestly, it's not
that big of a deal. It's just all the trailers gave that away, and it's like...
It's just Sinister Six. It's not like that's a big Spider-Man fucking, like...
It wasn't that big of a plot twist. It's kind of expected from a superhero thing, but like when it comes to like it's just like it was so annoying that it was just so blatant in the trailers. It's like
I don't know, it wasn't that blatant to me.
Really? I got in the game as soon as I saw the dude. I'm like, that's the villain. I know this guy. Why am I helping this guy?
I was just like, homeless people.
No one's gonna get that. You're spoiling it. Stop spoiling the game.
Sorry.
This is no spoiler talk.
Sorry.
You're the reason why I hate watching podcasts or like videos in this game, because like I've watched so many reviews and they're like, no spoilers, but then like they spoil something and it's like, asshole.
Yeah, I just didn't watch them because like I knew I was gonna buy the game, but anyways, I was like, ah, fuck it.
I bought the fucking digital deluxe.
I just bought a physical copy. I went to Interdimensional GameStop and bought it.
No, I just bought a fucking digital deluxe copy because
I like having physical copies of games. I don't know why.
I unlocked it at 9 p.m. EST or PST, so I win.
Whatever.
So yeah, let's talk shit about Diesel while he's gone because I'm editing. Oh,
too late.
He's back.
Okay, thanks, guy. I see how it is.
Hey, we talked shit about Quiet together.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Don't deny it.
Oh, we talked about. I see. It wasn't Spectacular Spider-Man, by the way. It's called Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, the fucking the one that Drake Bell did the voice of Spider-Man in.
Drake Bell did the voice of Spider-Man in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yes,
I'm talking about a game that came out in the GameCube way back when.
Oh, Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon is fucking like Drake Bell did the voice of Spider-Man.
Oh my god, he did do it. Wow, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that makes sense now.
The thing is, he wasn't even actually that bad. Like, he was fine.
No, he wasn't bad. Like, what the fuck?
They had a good Deadpool crossover episode.
In Ultimate, yeah.
Can we get a Deadpool Spider-Man co-op game, like A Way Out? Also, Diesel, we need to finish A Way Out. You want to finish that today?
Hey, Diesel, you want to finish A Way Out? Oh, I don't
but
know.
I don't know what you guys were talking about before, but yeah, no, there are tons of, like, superheroes you can make, like, good games about. Like, I mean, I'd like to see people take another crack at Superman again for, like, a game. I think that could work a lot better than at least the movie, at least recently. You can do a good Superman movie.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like you could do a good Superman movie with Henry
Shazam
Cavill.
Would be a good game.
Shazam, yeah. I think Shazam might work a little better
yeah,
than Superman.
Yeah, but you gotta incorporate, like, doing kid stuff. You know, you can't just have him be Shazam.
He's gotta,
just have
a 30-year-old writer go to, like, a school and just have
let's
him
not
there.
Do that. Let's not do that. He's gotta have a fucking tagged, like, minigame in the very beginning.
You just send this 30-year-old man to go to his school and
Brandon, shut
a
up.
Kid.
Stop talking. Oh, my God.
He's just sitting in the back of, like, a middle school classroom.
You guys know that, like, Superman games, like, have notoriously not worked in the past, right?
Like, I mean, Superman 64 is, like, the crowning achievement of penultimate awful.
Superman 64?
Yeah, if you look up footage of that game, it's practically unplayable.
But, Diesel, if you had to, like, if you were, like, trying to design a Superman game, like, what would you, like, kind of, like, base it around? Like, to get around the fact that,
look
like,
at the intro to this video.
Yeah, I know, it's bad. But if I were to, like, design a Superman game, it probably wouldn't be, like, Superman is being attacked by anybody. It's more like Superman's protecting Metropolis, and it's like you'd respond to like crimes, random crimes. Cause
it would
like
basically be Spider-Man, but Superman.
It would be Spider-Man, but Superman. He could fly. The scale would probably have to be a lot bigger, probably a lot more than a city, considering how fast he can move.
Oh, do you think if you were to do something like that, like, what would Megaton Rainfall was it? Would you make it something like that?
Yeah, probably not. First person, though. I think you can get a lot of motion sickness that way.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, like, VR support got broke anyways.
Yeah, but I think that's a pretty good, like, skeleton of what you could do for, like, a Superman game. I think a more robust, like, combat.
I'd love a fucking Iron Man game.
Iron Man would pretty much be the same thing as Superman when I'm thinking about
it. No, I think Iron Man would work more because you don't have to work around the invincibility kind of meme.
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Because, like, it'd be a lot easier to make enemies for fucking Iron Man than it would be for Superman. It's like, okay, so Superman's invincible, and the only thing that fucks him up is kryptonite. You'd have to give, like, the enemies, like, kryptonite energy swords to have any fucking...
Or they have to be Kryptonians.
It would have to take place on a red sun planet, and he'd just have to be a guy.
Superman goes normal.
Superman
coming
just
this
a guy.
Fall.
But I'd like an Iron Man game that takes place on like California, like over there. That would be cool. We don't get enough
Superman
game
in California.
Not a Superman, Iron Man.
Oh yeah, didn't he fucking like live in Malibu in the movies?
I think.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he was lived in California in the movies.
Yeah, I mean in Avengers and fucking like those, he's lived in New York. He lives in New York, but
yeah, the Avengers Tower is in Spider-Man, which isn't really much of a spoiler, but it is.
They revealed that. So is the Sanctum Sanctorum. It doesn't really factor
into
it.
Oh my god, there's okay, so like, I'm not gonna spoil it, but just saying, if you have the game and you haven't taken a picture of the, what's it called again?
The Sanctum Sanctorum.
Doctor Strange's house!
Yeah, Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yeah.
Sanctum Sanctorum.
Torum.
Go take Torum. A picture of it.
Yeah, take a picture of
it. Take a picture of it, it's a good meme. It's a real good meme.
Okay.
I'll tell you after the cast if you want me to, Diesel, what it says.
Sure.
It's a big funny.
Are you going to get Spider-Man?
I'm probably going to end up getting it, but I'm trying not to spend money right now. So, you know, that sucks.
Lame.
Well, excuse me. I'm not rolling in the dough like Mr. Reddit over here. Suck my ass. Bro, I spent $400 on textbooks this last month. Kill yourself.
Hey, Brandon,
yeah,
wanna
I spent
go
my on... textbooks money on Spider-Man.
Brandon, want to go on Insoles.net with me?
God. Yeah, it's an original video. No one's ever done it.
That's true. I mean, like, it's
original
true though.
Character,
when, you asked,
donut steal.
When you asked me for a title, I was like, shit. No
there's
one else
no precedent. There's no precedent. We're treading new ground.
I know. Did you guys ever play the, I think it's, God, I think it's not the Incredible Hulk on the GameCube.
The Incredibles?
I think it's called, like, I almost said Shrek.
I want a Shrek game.
Do you remember the Don't Shrek game. Fighting game?
No.
Oh. I didn't play it, but I know it exists. There's also this weird fighting game I saw where, like, the characters were all just fucking, like, presidents and presidential candidates, and it was literally just called Battle for the Presidency. I remember seeing it on, like, a Screw Attack countdown and always wanting to play it.
I want a Purge game where it takes place during the Purge and then after the Purge, and you have to, like, your decisions you make during the Purge impact your life after the Purge.
It's like a Telltale game.
Yeah, like, you go up to Susan, it's like, it's, Susan, have you seen Steve? And then Susan's like, I killed Steve. That was on your video, by the way, Diesel.
Yeah, I know. I'm not.
Of course it was.
This meme's like it was called The Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction. You could literally run around entire cities, just flatten buildings.
Oh, yeah, like, I've seen that. Yeah. Was that a movie tie-in game? I can't remember.
I don't think it was a movie tie-in game, because I think it came out in 2003. It might have came out around the time of the shitty movie, but
there wasn't like the Incredible Hulk bad too.
The Incredible Hulk was also bad, but the Hulk, Ang Lee's the Hulk was really bad. Like, if you guys, we should watch that sometime. That movie's really bad. That's all I'm gonna say. It's a really bad movie.
He looks like a balloon animal.
Yeah, but the way they like do transitions in that movie, like they do like. You know those transitions in Premiere or like Sony Vegas you never touch?
The ones that are cursed because if you use them, you're a complete amateur.
Like, yeah, like the ones you use if you're filming for like a wedding.
Wait, which? Oh, fuck, the wipe transitions?
Not even like wipe transitions.
The wipe transitions, Wars, the cube transitions, shit like that.
I'm talking like I've seen one where it's like a comic book page flip transition.
Oh! That doesn't sound like Premiere. That sounds like iMovie.
That sounds like some other third party editing software.
If you're here, let me like give some really good piece of advice. If you're doing a school project, don't use fucking PowerPoint slides like transitions. They look stupid. Nobody likes them. Like every kid who does that's a twerp. It takes 3 fucking seconds for you to go to the next fucking slide. Nobody likes that.
No, you should drag out the length of the project.
Oh yeah, if you got a fucking time, if you got a time limit you gotta reach, like if they're like, you need to present for 5 minutes, fucking crank that shit up to 20-second transition.
They won't notice a thing.
It's going like 1 frame a second.
Just wait, take your fucking, like, if you have to record voice clips, just like slow them down to like 25% speed. They're like, that's just how I talk, what you mean?
Oh my god.
Okay. But roll the story. Don't use default preset transitions. They look stupid.
But use the default dance.
Yeah, the default dance is fucking fantastic. Use that as your transition, okay? Use that. Every time you switch a slide, it just goes to the Fortnite character in default dance.
Speaking of which,
this game looks like ass, by the way.
It looks great. Game? What are you talking about?
It's Battle for the Presidency Online.
Battle for the Presidency is a fantastic game.
What?
Yeah, why is it online? It looks
That's the
like...
thing I was talking about. I didn't know there's an online version, though.
Is this like a fighting game?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's the characters are all presidents.
Why do they all run like they're broken?
They run like the, you know, like the what, the weird SpongeBob videos of the 3D with the 3D models that are like really strange?
Yeah.
Yeah, this like looks that. Like a joke.
This looks like
I'm pretty sure it is a joke.
You know, people would actually buy, like, a real game like this.
I would buy it. This one's hilarious.
I would love to fucking fight George Washington.
There's a game where you play as Jesus and you shoot your holy blood at people and you fight sinners. Like, that's a real game on Steam.
Really? What's it called? Is it called Save Jesus? Because if it is, I've gotten my gift to be
no,
probably 20 times.
I think
times.
It's called, like, it's not Elite Jesus Beatdown, but that sounds like a great game.
Holy Jesus Beatdown!
Is that what it's actually called?
No, there's a game where you go around as Jesus and it's like a beat 'em up and you use like your Jesus powers to like stop bad guys. It's like a beat 'em up, like the Scott Pilgrim game that you can't get anymore. So they took it off.
Why'd they take... Why?
They lost the rights, so they just wiped it from everywhere.
Where can you not get it anywhere now?
No, it's vaporware now.
You can get it some places.
Illegally.
Wink. I'm not condoning or encouraging anything.
I love how like you're like trying to be super subtle, and Deez was like, illegally!
You can get it illegally, Buster!
This game looks like Time Ramicide, also Battle for Presidency.
Also, can I say that, two things. When does the Battlefield 5 beta start? And then also, the combat in Spider-Man's absolutely fucking amazing.
It feels so good. I feel like I'm truly
like,
slapping
like
someone in real life.
In Batman, it feels like you're kind of limited with what you can do. But in Spider-Man, I feel like there's a goal to kick as many people against a wall and then tie them up to it as possible.
I don't know. I don't think like the Batman combat's that much like better or worse than the Spider-Man one. Like they're both essentially
it's
the
just,
same. Like,
it's just I feel like the Batman shit's just less fleshed out.
I feel like they're about the same in my opinion. It's been a while since I played Arkham Knight City, but it's like, Brandon, you do this every podcast. Shut up.
I know.
wrong. But
what was the other thing I said? I forgot.
Maybe completely forget what I was gonna say. Shit.
Spider-Man was an ugly game. Literally
that
last
one?
Podcast, yes.
No, I said it was stupid to boil it down to it only being a fucking puddle.
Yeah, you said
that,
but
different.
You also said it was ugly.
I said it might look ugly on the PlayStation.
And?
It looked good on the Pro.
What? And that's what you got it on?
No, I have a PlayStation. I said earlier it looked
you
surprisingly
said,
good
you
on the PlayStation.
You said it looked good. That's all I'm going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, surprisingly.
That's all
I was
say.
Expecting it to look poop.
By the way, on episode 34, we had the debate about GIF versus GIF.
And I win.
Was it 30? No, and someone said that GIF stands for graphical interface format, not graphical interface format.
Okay, so, I'd just like to say on our podcast Twitter, it has the correct pronunciation. We all agreed to tweet this.
No, we didn't. That was all fucking you fucking prick. But listen. The essential message to take away from this, Brandon, is get fucked.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Get fucked, kid.
You might think you're right, but I know.
How many file
deep down in my heart,
you know?
You might I am think correct.
But I know. Brandon, you
are you making fun of my disability?
No, I'm.
Are you making
you're
fun
missing
of my disability?
Half your brain. It's not my fault.
I'm overweight, and you're making fun of my disability.
Dude,
you're fight?
Damn right I am. You're damn right I'm making fun of the fact you're fat, you fat ass.
I'm gonna call Tess Holliday on you.
Fat.
You just called Tess Holliday fat? I'm gonna tell Tumblr.
No, you're fat.
I'm gonna tell Tumblr. Quite thinks Tess Holliday's fat.
Oh my god, fuck off.
I'm gonna tell Tumblr.
It's like talking to a brick.
No, it you're is. Like talking to a brick, you brick.
No, the point
someone
is bricks can't move, and neither
yif,
can you.
By the way, that's hilarious.
No, wait, yif?
Yes.
Yif is a furry thing.
Yeah, yif is the furry version of intercourse.
Supposedly made by mating Arctic foxes.
Yep, didn't know that part. Thanks for sharing.
Urban Dictionary is great. There's like 10 different definitions.
Wow.
Sound supposedly made by Arctic foxes. That's a way
it's
more
an acronym too.
Definition.
Young, incredibly fuckable furry.
Okay. Okay, that's a thing.
Okay, yeah.
I guess. Makes sense. I mean, you know, we have MILF.
Do you, I guess.
DILF.
Do the furries, I guess.
That's beautiful. I'm glad humanity has progressed to this point.
I know, right?
Yes.
Fuck, wait, I said something else earlier. What did I say? I said one, it was something, and I said two, Spider-Man. Fuck, what was the first thing?
Dude, I don't remember. I can't
shit.
Even remember.
I feel so fucking bad, like, because, like, okay, whenever I listen to a podcast on any other platform besides YouTube, because we're the only one on YouTube, whenever somebody forgets what they were saying and I heard it, like, 10 seconds before, I'm always like, you fucking idiot. So it's like... Now, like, people are gonna listen and be like, you fucking idiot, you forgot what you were saying, and you just said it. Shit. Okay, whatever. I'm sorry. I let my people down.
You didn't just let your people down. You let me down, Brandon.
Okay, Elon Musk smoke weed.
Elon must smoke weed, lol.
He didn't even smoke the weed. Like, he just puffed it in and then puffed it out. And then later in the episode, he's like, I don't even feel it. I'm like, you don't feel it because you did it wrong.
I don't even feel it. It's just a superpower, guys.
But that podcast that's not on YouTube was really interesting. The Joe Rogan one that was only on iTunes.
I haven't seen any of that Joe Rogan podcast that isn't on YouTube at all. I've only seen the screenshot of him smoking weed.
Smonking. Well, I watched a lot of it, and then Diesel watched like 20 minutes of it, and they talked about a lot of interesting stuff. Like, they talked about, for example, so like Tesla cars have like a lot of Easter eggs you can make them do. Like, you can make your Tesla car dance.
What?
What?
Yeah, they program dance moves in the Tesla car. It's an Easter egg.
How?
You can look it up and figure out how to do it.
Does the wheels just move funnily?
Car dance.
No, I think it I think it drives around. They're also releasing a fucking patch for the Tesla car, for the self-driving, where it's going to be able to lanes change and overtake people and stuff like that, automatically. So it's a pretty intelligent car, and I want one.
I want a Tesla license. So bad.
I know, right?
Like, I listen to the podcast, and I'm like, all right, I'm sold on Tesla. I'm sold on the idea of Tesla. And then I saw the picture of him smoking a blunt, and I was just like, I am so sold on this man. I need a Tesla right now.
I know, right? Like, the whole, like, I was listening to it, and I'm just like, this is like a big ad campaign, and it's totally fucking working.
Yeah.
And he talked about a lot of stuff like that. He also talked about in the podcast, he talked about AI, and he talked about, Joe Rogan brought it up, because, like, Joe Rogan thinks about stuff in a weird way, and he brought it up, and he was like, so my kids play with VR, right? And he's like, I tried it before, and it's fucking weird. And he was like, but you know how it's like with phones, it was like there's a picture of like this big-ass phone from like 50 years ago, and now, compared to what we have now, it's fucking incredible how much it's advanced, right? So he's talking about, like, no one ever imagined what, a phone would look like an iPhone, right? So it's like, what is the VR going to look like in, like, 10, 20 years? That's, like, what he brought up. And then they started talking about technology advancements and things like that, and then AI got brought into the equation. And then he talked about AI, and Elon was basically saying it's, like, currently, your phone is, like, an extension of yourself, and that makes you smarter. Like, the phone's a tool to make you smarter, something with a computer and things like that. But the problem is it's such a slow tool because you can't communicate that well. Like, you can't... He referred to it as bandwidth, and he said that, like, the bandwidth from you to your phone is slow because your thumb's limited. So, the solution that he brought up was neural transmitting. And then he also hinted at something that he said he was going to announce in 3 to 4 months when they were talking about this, which I don't know what it is. So, we could end up hooking our brains into the computer. He also said that, like, it's pretty likely we'll eventually be to a point where you could just easily upload your brain into a computer.
Just make a backup, bro. Come on.
Yeah, like, he's basically just like, yeah, like, one point we're probably going to get to the, like, he was saying this like it was within his lifetime. So he was like, yeah, you know, it's like, you're probably going to get to the point where you just upload your brain to a computer and just have infinite copies of yourself.
It's just like save game progress, lol.
Yeah, basically. Damn. But, I don't know. He was talking about it, like, in the way that's, like, he was basically saying it's, like, people keep fucking with AI, and he's trying to tell people, stop fucking with AI, but no one listened to him, and people kept fucking with AI, and now he's like this really fatalistic attitude. That's how he worded it. And he was like, fuck it. People are gonna keep fucking with AI, but let's see what happens. And he was either like, okay, AI is going to take over the world and kill us all, or we're going to integrate with AI and basically join them. Which scared the fuck out of me.
Both of those sound like not a good time.
Well, no, he was saying, so the way with the thing with AI, right, he was saying it was basically like, so the way he was describing it reminded me of like Jarvis from MCU with Tony Stark. Because he was basically saying it's like, you would... The way I thought about it was, when he was describing it, was like, you'd have a fucking headpiece on, and this headpiece would connect you to an AI, and this AI would basically help you think. So it's like, you know, when you have a question, you Google it? Yeah. You'd basically have all that information at, like, within your head. He was basically saying, like, it would make every fucking person who had it incredibly smarter.
So, like, does that mean, like, we'd run ads in our head instead of on a computer screen now?
Potentially. I mean, that's what Cyberpunk has basically portrayed. Like, the fucking Alter Carbon. Like, there was, like, eyepieces they put in. They just saw holograms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It'd be a bunch of, like, spam in your face.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it was, like, it was really interesting. He was talking about it, and it was, like, the whole idea of transmitting my fucking thoughts in my head to an AI, which is going to be connected to the internet, scares the fuck out of me. You know? Because it's like...
Why?
Why?
Well, I want to know why.
Okay, I talk already, and my fucking phone knows everything I say. Now, my fucking thoughts are in my head, and I like to keep them there.
Yeah, that could lead to some, like, minority porch, like, report shit, like... You could get reported on a crime before it happens.
Yeah,
there's
and
actually,
it's like,
no, you could go.
There's like studies and shit that like show that like people always have those super fucking dark criminal thoughts that they'd never actually do. That's because that's how people are, you know? So it's like, what if you think about something that's super fucking grim and awful and your headset just reports you to the fucking police even though you were never gonna do it?
It really do be like that sometimes.
Like, everyone would be in jail! Okay, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna actually recommend you watch an anime. I was gonna say you should watch, it's called Psycho Pass, but basically...
Psycho Pass.
Yeah, in this future, like, everybody's hooked into this, like, system that basically reads, like, a collective conscious. And, you know, like, you have a Psycho Pass, and that's, like, your
factor. That's actually...
For how likely you are to commit a crime. And if you're born with a high psychopath, you'll be immediately incarcerated.
Oh, geez.
So that way you
just
can
as
never
a baby,
a
you just throw the fuck into jail.
Well,
cell,
that's
like,
also babe. That's also how Elon kind of worded things as well as with this, because he was like, he talked about how Twitter and Google and stuff like that are AI, and like Facebook and things like that, and like we are teaching the AI. And he was basically saying it's like we're already hooked up to a bunch of fucking AI. Like we're already working with AI. No one just realizes it. And it's, like, eventually, like, they learn off of us. They learn what's right and wrong off of us. And they study our morals. So it's, like, the only way an AI would have, like, morals and would know what's ethical or not is through us. Because they're not going to be able to feel, at least from, like, unless they learn it themselves, you know? So, like, we'd be teaching the AI and they'd be teaching us at the same time. So it'd be, like, a really weird system. And it's, like, they also talked about it in a way that's, like, so, you know, like... Joe Rogan likes to talk about chimps a lot, and of course he brought up chimps again. And he brought up chimps with Elon, and they were both talking about how they both like watch documentaries about chimps and how fucking awful and cruel chimps are, and how mean they are in general, right? It's like sometimes they're not mean, but he was saying like most of the time they're fucking dickheads. So he was talking about this, and he was basically like, it's like, we think so low of a fucking chimp, right? Imagine what an AI would think of humans. So we're probably all gonna die. Just not in the way we thought. Diesel, AI are gonna take over the world. It was nice knowing you. Quite safe
so,
in the
like,
box.
Basically, we're just gonna have a Skynet Terminator ending where we're all just
probably
gonna blow up in a nuclear hellfire.
Dude, it's gonna like fucking, it's gonna like sneak in my phone and then it's gonna like form a knife like venom, just fucking cut me in half.
Well, I mean, like, imagine it's like you had a supercomputer in your fucking head that could look anything up whenever you wanted it to. Like, that's kind of like what they said.
I mean, there's a lot of space on the hood. It's literally hollow.
I don't know if I want to plug anything into my head.
See, that's what I was thinking, and I fucking love tech, but, like, the idea of putting, like, even if it's not, like, in my head, even if it's on top of my head and it fucks with my neural waves, I don't think I'd want to put that in my head until at least second generation. Like, I skipped out on the iPhone X because I knew it would be a buggy piece of shit, you know? Like, I don't think I'm going to immediately like, jump on this neural transmitter that connects
like,
to my head.
But it's the same kind of thing where it's, like, last episode, I think, shit that like we consider the internet like it's very invasive to the older generation, but we just kind of accept it as a part of life. What if the next generation just kind of sees it, it's whatever, just kind of there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they also talked about how privacy, like they also talked about how like what point will we just not care about our privacy, because like we basically have no fucking privacy already. Like, if somebody wanted to, they could figure out pretty much anything you're doing if they really wanted to, you know? So it's like, we pretty much already don't have privacy. We have the illusion of it, but we don't actually have it. So, like, they also brought up the thing where it's like, will the point where this technology is, like, accepted and mass used, will that point come when people just give up on their privacy? Like, is the privacy our bottleneck for technology like this?
Do you...
Because it's like, think about it. It's like we have a bunch of regulations for privacy and things like that with companies, but they clearly want our data for some reason. Like, may that be to sell it or use it. And it's like, they are still collecting our fucking data. I think anyone with common sense knows that. Like, they're collecting your data. There's no way, because it's like, I fucking talked about a streaming thing on my, I was talking to Henry, and we were talking about, this PC you can stream to your computer, like a gaming rig, and you can stream to your computer. We're talking about it. I didn't look it up or anything. I didn't even say the fucking name of it. And I got that ad on my Instagram.
Did he put, like, a link to it in phone. Discord chat or something?
Yeah, he put it in Discord, but how cookies, the fuck did they even see it? It was Instagram. It wasn't Discord.
Transfer over to your phone.
It is weird.
That's weird.
It's traceable.
That's weird. That's weird.
That explains a lot.
They know everything about me. They know everything about me. They know when I take a fucking shit. Siri doesn't answer when I ask that, but she fucking knows.
Siri,
she knows when I
take
a shit. She fucking knows. That doesn't sound good.
It's like, you don't remember?
She's like, damn, I ain't your assistant.
When did I last take a poop?
I can see that.
Oh, thank you. Hold on, let me ask.
It's like, damn, I sure hope you can't.
When you took a poop.
I can search the web.
I really hope you can't do that, Siri. Please tell me you can't.
Come up is how long should you take a poop? Oh, I like that. That's an article.
It's gonna fucking tell
Siri,
you.
Siri, how do you pronounce
nine surprising facts about feces?
Okay, I found this on the web for Siri. How do you pronounce GIF?
She said GIF.
Siri's stupid. Okay, because she mimicked you. It's a fucking
Siri's. Siri, how do you pronounce GIF?
That's here's what I found on the web for Siri. How do you pronounce GIF?
She still said GIF after I said GIF. I win, Brandon.
No, you don't. Siri's one of the dumbest fucking AIs.
Smarter AI than you are. GIF.
Is this going to be the rest of the fucking podcast just asking our Siri to Google stupid shit?
How do you pronounce GIF?
Hey, Siri, is Loudmouth the only podcast on YouTube?
Siri, rate the Loudmouth podcast out of 10.
Here is a matching video.
Oh my god, can you guys shut the fuck up? This is awful.
Hold on, one more. Can I get Google to tell a joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey Google, can you tell a joke?
My life.
I think circles are pointless.
Get it?
Wow.
Circles don't have points.
Circles don't have points.
You know what doesn't have a point? This conversation.
This is our entire existence, haha. I wanted that.
Oh my god. We completely
just
kinda
derailed the fucking conversation.
Like, everything.
What were you even talking about? We were talking about AI.
We covered like your shit.
Okay, how likely do you think it is an AI takeover is gonna happen?
In our lifetime?
In our lifetime.
In our lifetime.
I don't know. I really don't know.
You really don't think it's gonna happen in our lifetime?
It's gonna happen in our lifetime.
Well, okay, let me put it this way. Right? What were phones like in 2010?
I mean, aside from, like, pretty much the same, honestly. They just improved in, like, the fucking, like, battery life and smoothness and all that, but, like, not exactly.
No, they were not. This is a phone from 2010, quite. I'm blinking it.
Perfect.
That's a phone from 2010.
Wow.
Dude, iPhones came out in 2007.
Yeah, but that was the iPhone 1.
Yeah, do you remember what the iPhone 1 looked like?
This is a phone from 2005.
They look like they're from the same
time frame.
Look
at that thing.
Technology has advanced.
Brandon, what
so
if I told you this
much.
Is an image
remember,
from fucking 2008?
That's not an image.
No,
from
you don't think it's
from 2008?
2008.
See, if I was in 2008, that would be like one of those fucking PS4 glass mock-ups that everyone came up with. Like that's what I would think is. If this was 2008,
what's
I would think no way that's fucking real.
Fake picture you've ever seen.
The one with all the fucking PlayStation 5 and it's like a bunch of joysticks with like teeth.
It had so many fucking dongles in it.
I saw one where it's like the PlayStation 5 and it was just like two PS4s stacked on top of each other.
Oh my god.
That was good. But like, you know, think about like how fucking much tech has advanced within that time period. It's fucking insane. Like, look, that's what people thought that shit was gonna fucking look like.
Guys, do you like my what? Look at this PS4 controller! Like, look at this fucking shit mock-up!
It's insane, it looks like
a
boomerang.
This is what some people thought it was gonna look like.
Like,
Oh my god. That's like, disgusting.
People think that technology is advancing, like, faster. Yeah, fucking, like, globe.
Why would you make it a globe?
PS5.
It's just not economic.
But people think that tech... People think that tech is advancing, like, like, they think it's going to advance faster than it actually is, right? But... Just because we think it's gonna like advance faster than it actually is, doesn't
oh yeah,
mean
it's
gonna
advance really
fast. Because it's like we're advancing.
Yeah, we're advancing fast, really, but it's like, AI fast. That's like smart enough to like overthrow the entirety of humanity. I don't know.
The thing is, AI learns by itself. All you would need to do is make an AI sufficient learning on its own, and it would figure everything out faster than a human ever could. Like, if we were doing it ourselves, and we were making the AI smarter, and we were progressing it, it wouldn't be in our lifetimes. But, and a whole point of an AI is so it self-learns, right? So if you make an AI that self-learns, it could very well easily be in our lifetime.
Hmm.
So,
well,
and like, think about it as well. Our fucking parents, like, they barely had internet when they were younger. Like, fucking barely. They had, like, the shittiest shit if they even had it. Yeah, and now we have, like, 300 fucking megabytes down, average. Like, with, like, if you get a... like a high tier plan in America.
Mm.
So it's like, think about how much this actually advanced over time. And like cars, for example, we have self-driving fucking cars. People would have thought that was ridiculous in 2010. Like people would have been, nah, that's not going to happen.
Well, like here's my thing, right? Like if we do have an AI that's self-learning, right? Couldn't you just program it to not kill us?
Mm-mm. Because if it really wanted to, it could just work around its code.
It could learn how to, okay.
It could learn how to work around its code. Because if it's self-improving and self-learning, it will improve itself and learn as it goes, and it could learn how to work around its code. You could set something in place that would, like, be like, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, and you could lock it, but it could either A, hack its own, like, coding, or B, find a workaround.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, again, a lot of, like, the like, knowledge that you would have on, like, how an AI would fucking work is, like, really fiction, because it's, like, we really haven't had anything that
movies,
real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, like, in theory, if an AI was self-learning and self-improving, it could work around its own code and edit it.
You guys remember those
images? You have it plugged into a wall outlet, and it starts acting out.
You guys remember the troll
it?
Face that, like, it was, like, fucking mirrored, so it looked like it was completely symmetrical, and it looked at you? That's funny.
That was weird.
You. What you guys don't know is that the reason I'm socially awkward is because I'm an AI that is learning.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. I fucking knew
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you called
it
me an alien sense. The other day. You don't know what the fuck sense. I am.
That was really funny.
Oh my god, Lush Sucks already fucking spray paint, like already painted the fucking Elon Musk smoking weed on a wall.
Of course he did.
Lush That's Sucks, beautiful. Lord and Savior.
I need to see it.
Yeah, who even thought 5 years ago we'd get rid of headphone jack?
I'm still not a big fan of that one.
Touche. You know?
I'm not either.
I don't care. I'm used to it.
No, see, I'm used to it, but it's fucking annoying whenever I want
to
plug in headphones
and
I have to charge
and
my phone at the same time.
And I have to do
time.
That
it's
more
like,
than
oh, let me
you
grab
one
my fucking
might
wireless
think.
Earbuds. Yeah, I know, right? It's fucking annoying. Like, Apple. Apple's worth more fucking money. You know their best-selling product
yeah,
was a fucking
mean, like,
dongle, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's necessity
right?
at this point, I guess. Wait, is it, like, the dongle that, like, creates, like, two lightning port chargers, or is it one...
No, the Apple dongle.
Oh,
the
lightning...
headphone
okay.
to lightning.
Didn't, like...
Yeah, okay. Their own dongle. Yeah, it wasn't third-party. And then, like, now Apple stuff needs to be Apple-certified for
yeah.
it to work. So, like, if you had stuff that wasn't Apple-certified, it doesn't work on your fucking phone. So... Like, I tried to charge my fucking phone with an Apple-certified cable, and it just wouldn't work. So,
that's stupid.
Yeah. Apple, guys. Apple's great. Oh, did you know that Apple's not even, like... Apple's not in the top two phone manufacturers.
Wait, who are?
This one
Definitely,
Chinese company.
Sense.
I can't remember the name. Diesel, you might know it. And then Samsung. And then Apple's third.
I don't know.
So, like, I thought that was interesting.
Didn't realize Samsung was... Maybe it's because, like, you know how, like, fucking Apple has to pay Samsung partially for the OLED displays?
No, that's not why. It's, like, actual, like, how many units people have. Like, Samsung, more people have Samsung
phones. I wouldn't
have
guessed that, because I feel like
Apple.
Most people I know have iPhones.
No, I wouldn't either. But I think it's just because the West, I think everyone in the West uses iPhones, and then when you go farther east, people use, like...
Less and less Apple, I guess. Android's more and more popular, I suppose.
It's
Oh, it's
a Wii.
Yeah.
A Wii. Yeah.
I wasn't
gonna try to pronounce it for that exact reason.
Yeah, because you're gonna sound like an idiot.
So I can see how bad you guys are doing.
This is the phone.
Yeah, maybe you should stop, Diesel.
Okay, how do you pronounce it?
That's exactly why I'm saying we should stop. None of us know how.
How about this company, right? Or
Oppo?
That one's not that bad. But how about?
Oh, yeah. Stop.
That's Xiaomi.
But the Hawaii.
It's apparently it's pronounced Huawei. According to
Huawei,
according to this Huawei? YouTube channel.
Okay, the Huawei phones, right? They're best selling, like they're the most used phones.
And there's
in China.
Way more people in China than the States, I guess.
And I don't know. Yeah, and then you have the fucking Samsung and Apple. So Apple's falling behind. Samsung overtook them. I also think it's funny that Apple has to use Samsung for their fucking OLED displays.
Oof.
That's funny.
Okay, so I don't know how common this glitch is, but this is a glitch from the opening scene of Spider-Man. I just want to put it here. Just watch the clip.
Let me watch this.
It's loaded. Right, it's loaded. It's interesting.
Oh, a glitch where it's
no. No, it gets worse.
That the future.
It gets worse.
Oh my god. Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't have that happen. I just get. Yeah, I didn't have that happen. You know what I had happen? Oh, actually, I didn't have anything happen. But I was watching a Reddit guy, and like he pulled up a building, and he just flew infinitely.
That sounds
in the sky.
Sick.
And he got like a bunch of XP because he just didn't stop.
That sounds
going
amazing.
Up. Okay, I think we've
exhausted
our topics list.
Nah, we can skip this. No. We can skip this for now.
Quite needs to do this. He asked.
I asked
so
once.
Much for this. Just let him do it.
I asked once.
More than once.
You asked like three times. You asked like three times. Go ahead.
Okay,
go
fine.
Ahead.
Clams Casino
podcast,
All Night featuring Vince Staples. Everything, everything. Cough, cough. Joey Badass. That is stated. Fuck off.
I'll link those in the description. Unless I forget. If I do, I apologize in advance. See, now I covered my ass and I can forget.
No,
strategy. Won't.
Jesus.
Okay, that concludes this episode of Loudmouse. Thank you all for watching. Make sure to drop a like down below and subscribe, because this is the only podcast on YouTube. You're never going to listen to anything else on this platform ever. On iTunes and SoundCloud of this competition. But still, on YouTube, only people. Go subscribe. Follow us on iTunes. Follow us on SoundCloud.
Go watch Pullover Podcast on Twitch,
That's it.
I think.
That podcast doesn't exist. Bye!